Hello and welcome again to Studies in the Gospels, a program heard each week here on the Gospel Radio Network. This is a program where each week we examine the life of Christ as found within the Gospel accounts of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Today we are beginning a new section of our study as we consider the events of the Jewish trial as we draw closer to the cross. Today we're going to look as Jesus is brought before Annas. Our text today will come from John chapter 18, verses 13 and 14, and verses 19 through 24. Let's pick up now with our text. John 18, first we'll notice verses 13 and 14. And they led him away to Annas first, for he was the father-in-law of Caiaphas, who was high priest that year. Now it was Caiaphas who advised the Jews that it was expedient that one man should die for the people. Now let's drop down to verse 19. The high priest then asked Jesus about his disciples and his doctrine. Jesus answered him, I spoke openly to the world. I always taught in synagogues and in the temple where the Jews always meet. And in secret I have said nothing. Why do you ask me? And those who have heard me, what I said to them, indeed, they know what I said. And when he had said these things, one of the officers who stood by struck Jesus with the palm of his hand, saying, Do you answer the high priest like that? Jesus answered him, If I have spoken evil, bear witness of the evil. But if well, why do you strike me? Then Annas sent him bound to Caiaphas, the high priest. Now Judas had brought the mob to the Garden of Gethsemane to betray Jesus into their hands. There in the garden, Jesus had willfully surrendered to the mob after telling Peter to put away his sword. And Jesus had restored the ear of Malchus, the servant of the high priest, which Peter had cut off with his sword. Now Jesus is now arrested. He has been bound and led away by the mob. Notice now verse 12. Then the detachment of troops and the captain and the officers of the Jews arrested Jesus and bound him. So now let's consider Jesus before Annas. Verse 13. And they led him away to Annas first, for he was the father-in-law of Caiaphas, who was high priest that year. Now it was Caiaphas who advised the Jews that it was expedient that one man should die for the people. So Jesus is first taken to Annas, the father-in-law of Caiaphas, the high priest. Mark, in his account, points out that the 11 fled away at the arrest by Jesus for fear of the mob. Notice Mark chapter 14 and verse 50. Then they all forsook him and fled. Jesus is now standing alone in the face of his accusers. Now Annas had previously served as the high priest, and he was still a powerful man, much like Caiaphas. Now let's drop down to verse 19. Now we will look in a later lesson at verses 15 through 18 when we look at Peter's denial in the coming weeks. Now verse 19, the high priest then asked Jesus about his disciples and his doctrine. Annas had no real interest in what Jesus had to say concerning his disciples or his doctrine. In fact, his only interest was to catch Jesus with his words and to somehow trap Jesus with his words in order to discredit the Lord and make it easier to get away with the murder of Jesus the Christ. And so Annas interrogates Jesus about those followers that had been with him. I'm sure it went something like, "Where did they go? What do they do for you? Who are they?" and questions of that like. But it was all simply a thinly veiled disguise. For they were well aware of who the apostles were, and they knew what they taught, and they knew many things about the apostles. For they had spent much time fretting over them. He inquired of Jesus as to what was his doctrine or his teaching. Surely it was blasphemy against God in the twisted mind of Annas. Annas already knew full well what Jesus taught. Indeed, for as Jesus said, he had taught openly for 3 years the message of the kingdom of heaven. Jesus had taught in numerous synagogues and public places, and there was nothing hidden or secret about his teachings. Verse 20, Jesus answered him, "I spoke openly to the world. I always taught in synagogues and in the temple, where the Jews always meet. And in secret I have said nothing. Why do you ask me? Ask those who have heard me what I said to them. Indeed, they know what I said." Jesus points out that anyone that followed him would be more than happy to declare what Jesus had been teaching. Now, when Jesus said this, it brought about great anger among those who were holding this kangaroo court of a trial. Verse 22, it says, "And when he had said these things, one of the officers who stood by struck Jesus with the palm of his hand, saying, 'Do you answer the high priest like that?'" So this one officer, with complete disregard for law and order, and at the very least decorum, when one is given their opportunity for their defense in court, he strikes the Lord with his hand. An act of utter and complete contempt. And probably quite the proof that the verdict was already in before it started in this so-called sham of a trial. What an arrogant and condescending insult toward our Lord. "Do you answer the high priest like that?" But rather than retaliate violently, rather than striking them all dead as he well could have, Jesus challenges this officer of the court to prove what Jesus had said or done. Could he really do that for what he was being accused of? In verse 23, Jesus answered him, "If I have spoken evil, bear witness of the evil. But if well, why do you strike me?" Jesus tells him to show his proof. Jesus states that if you cannot, then why did you strike me in an illegal manner? You see, this man had struck the Lord without the right to, or even the evidence to give him reason. And so, having no success, verse 24 says, "Then Annas sent him bound to Caiaphas the high priest." Annas was unable to come up with any proof of the high crimes that Jesus had surely committed in their eyes. This ridiculous joke of a trial was now over, and they, having been unable to prove anything, and though this episode was over, they were going to make sure to further humiliate Jesus. So they bind him up like the most dangerous of criminals, and they prepare to send him to Caiaphas, the high priest. They were determined to humiliate and shame the Son of God to the utmost degree as they send him away. The truth was that they should have released Jesus immediately. But remember, they had had absolutely no qualms about violating the law, the very law that they were ready to kill Jesus over in their foolish minds. And so Jesus was now headed to appear before Caiaphas and the Sanhedrin court. And the darkest episode in the history of mankind was about to get even darker. Man was ready to kill and reject the very Son of God and the only hope for man's own salvation. I want to thank you for joining me today. I hope you'll join me again next week, if the Lord wills, at this same time for another edition of Studies in the Gospels here on the Gospel Radio Network. This program will be replayed this evening at 11 p.m. Central Standard Time, and it'll be posted to the on-demand section of the Gospel Radio Network website in a day or so. So until we meet again, this is Chris saying so long, have a great day, and may God bless you.